Okay. Today is Daf Lamed Beis, Leave. Today is the Leave of Masechtas Bechorot. The way to say that is Lamed Beis of less time. Anyway, the Leave of Bechorot. It's the Leave of Bechorot. It's actually one of the more under the radar Daf that we've had for the past few weeks, which is really, really exciting. Anyway, here we go. We're on Chaf, we're on Lamed Aleph and Beis, where it says Omar Rava. So we were discussing that normally you're not allowed to sell the Bechor. You're not allowed to sell a Bechor. Certainly one is alive. You're not allowed to sell it. Either you shaft it, you give it to Beis HaMikdash, or you give it to the Kohen. You can sell it. However, by Yisomim, we're Mekel. Said yesterday. So Abaye gave his reason. Amar Rava, no, I have a different reason. Im Kain, right? Im Kain, Meiser Behema, Trey Zimne, Lumali. Then why does it have to say twice, Meiser Behema? Right? Meiser Yisomim, Meiser Behema, Shashachtim Mavlio. Why does it say twice? Ela Amar Rava, no, Hachi Kamar. Meiser Behema, Shal Yisomim. If it's a Meiser of Yisomim, then I'm not going to eat the whole thing, or they can't eat the whole thing. They could sell it. What if it's an adult, right? But not considered a yasom. Sheshachto, he shechted it. Something he should not have done that, right? Then mavlio ba'oro, we include the or bechelbo and the chelev begida v'bekarnov. In other words, all these other non-edible things, right? We lump them all together in the sale, right? And we evaluate how much is the animal worth with all these extra things. We said that yesterday also, right? Okay. Amar Rava Manah Minala. How do we know I'm right? Because it says that Ksiv, Hu Vahaya Hu Tmuraso, it and its Tmura, Yehiyah Kodesh, should be Kodesh, Lo Yi Gael. This is talking about by Meiser Behema, right? Amasai was a Tmura. When do you make a Tmura? The animal's dead? No. Mechayim, when it's only alive. Right? Amasai ain't no niggle, so when can't you tell it? Mechayim, when it's alive. Hala achar shchita, but once it's dead already, niggle. Now you can sell it. Rabbanan de gazru, lachar shchita, atu lufnei shchita. Rabbanan made it clear, you can never sell it. But unless you sell it when it's dead, you're going to come sell it when it's alive. Now, davar hanishum mechayim, only something that it's possible to sell alive, like meat, people are interested in an evaluation, that goes a rabbanon. Lachar shchita, atu lufnei shchita. Right? However, davar she'eino nisha mechayim, something that is not evaluated when it's alive, for example, the hide, even though it's worth something, and people doesn't have the same kind of excitement like meat, lo goes a rabbanon. The rabbanon didn't make a gzera. Ubiyasmi, and when it comes to yisomim, ok me rabbanon ad oraisa, the rabbanon left a status of Doraisa, right? Where they can't eat the Maisa Behemoth, it's too big, right? So for various reasons, the Shavas Aveda, the Chachamim said, we'll leave the Din Torah, and they're allowed to sell it, so they shouldn't have a loss. Only them. The Afar of Shmuel bar Yitzchak, Savalov, the Hadarava, he also agreed with this. Menai, the Amar of Shmuel bar Yitzchak, Menai and Lamaisa Behemoth, Shal Yisomim, Shemokhu and Oso Kedarko. How do you know the Maisa Behemoth of a Yasom can be sold. Shenemar, rak, bechol, avas, nafshecha, tizbach, v'yachalta, basar. Ezehu davar, she'ein bo, bracha, mechayim, el al achar shchita. What has a bracha, in other words, not have enough from it until after it's dead, after it's shechted. Haviyom etem, ma'ase behema. That's ma'ase behema. Okay. So we see that mina Torah, it's mutter. But the Rabbanan made a gzera, so for the Yisomim, they didn't make that gzera. Okay, a new topic now. We said before that when you have to sell a Maisa Behema, you can lump in all these other non-kosher things. The horns, the hook, all these things. Chelev, Iboy Lahu. Mahu lahav Leo ba'atzamos. What about the bones? Right? What about the bones? Right? What about the bone? What about including the bones in the price? So, Rav Chiya v'Rishim bar Rebbe, Chad Amar Mavlio, v'Chad Amar Ein Mavlio. One says you could, one says you can't, but v'lo pligi, they're not even arguing. Had to us, had to b'daka, the one who said it's usher, was talking about a small animal, a daka. The bones of a daka, you can't do anything with those bones. They're not worth anything. Therefore, the tzatzer. So tzatzer, to include that as the price, because you can't do anything with them anyway. They're such small, thin bones. Habagasa. But if it's a big, fat animal, it would be mutter. Bibai Sam, I'll give you a different shot. Edi begasa. They're both talking about a gasa. Although, please, they're still not arguing. Mar ki asrei, or mar ki asrei. It came from different towns. In one town, it was the custom to use the bones of a daka. They would use them. They'd use them. They're worth something. In one town, they never would. They're not worth anything. Therefore, that would be awesome. Okay. A new topic. This is not hard. Chart would really help. Didn't have a chance to make a chart. It's all psukim. Only moved them from psukim. Ready? Gufa. We said earlier that B'Bachar Hu Omer, by B'Bachar it says the following. Lo Yifteh, right? The change it to say Lo Sifteh, right? Lo Sifteh, right? Lo Sifteh, what does Lo Sifteh mean? Can't redeem it. V'Nimkar. But it can be sold. You're allowed to sell a B'Bachar. Right? We said that yesterday. You're not allowed to sell Meiser. But Bechar, you're allowed to sell. No problem with that. The Meiser Nemar, Lo Yigo'il. By Meiser, it says, Lo Yigo'il. The Eno Nimkar. And you're not allowed to sell it. Lo Chai, Lo Shachot, Lo Tam, Lo Balmum. No matter what, you're not allowed to sell it. Menahani Mili. How do you know that? How do you know that? Says Rashi. Menahani Mili. How do you know the Meiser Eno Nimkar? How do you know Meiser can't be sold? Demai mashma mechira milo yigoil. How do you get the word mechira out of the word yigoil? How do you get that? How does the word yigoil, the ula, have anything to do with mechira, sale? Where'd that come from? Right? Ready? Very, very complicated doctrine. Here we go. I said it before, it wasn't so hard. Amar of chinan, amar av, b'chein, amar of div, amar of yochanan. Nemar lo yigoil b'meiser. It says, Lo Yigoel over here, the Meiser. The Nemar, and it says by Charamim. Charamim is when you donate certain items to the Kahanim or the Bet HaKabayim. But it says by there, Lo Yigoel. B'Charamim. It says Lo Yigoel. It doesn't just say Lo Yigoel. It also says in that pasuk there, in Parshas B'Chukosai, it says Lo Yigoel. It says Lo Yimacher Lo Yigoel. You can't sell it. Can't do goel, which apparently means to sell it. Ma'alahal and mechira imo, just like by charamim, mechira is also prohibited. Afkan mechira imo, so too mechira is also prohibited over here. What is lo yigoel imo meiser? It means mechira, as we said yesterday, you're not allowed to sell meiser animal. Amalei Rav Nachman by Yitzchak, but what is that? It's called the zera shatan. Right? It says the same word in two places. So we compare one place to the other place. Okay? So, Amalei Rav Nachman ben Yitzchak l'Rav Huna, Rav of Yeshua, Mifni. It must be that these words are extra. We have a rule, right? The Elo Mifni. Because if they wouldn't be extra, Ikla Mifra. I could have the following question. Now, we have a rule that the Zeir Shava is not logical. Right? It doesn't make any sense. It says the word Yigoel over there, and it says Yigoel over there. So the same halacha is applied. Why should that be? So the answer is, it shouldn't necessarily be, but it's one of the Yudgimel Mitzvot, Shatar Nedreshet Behen. We had this already. You really can't make up your own Zera Shava. You have to have a Kabbalah, right? And it's one of the Emunas Chacham. We believe that when it says Tesvav, that women have to eat, right? All these rules. All the rules of Tesvav, not women. Tetzvav, it's just like Matzah is this, Sukkah is this. Well, why should that be? Or is it the same day of the month? Right? So the answer is, that's a story. The Munas Chachamim. However, the Gemara now is saying something different, which we had already a few times already. If the words are not extra, right, then the Gzeirah Shava is subject to logic. If the words are extra, there's no logic. Why should I compare X to Y? No logic. That's the way the Torah says. Rabbi Shmuel has every day, every morning, with Yud Gimel Midos. One of them is Gzeirah Shava. It's not logical. It doesn't make a difference. However, That's only true if the words are extra. If they're not extra, then it's subject to logic. If it would be subject to logic, this... Correct. Correct. It's very... I don't understand it. Because, like you said, so what if it's not extra? So what? So what? So what's the difference? What's your... Right? Kavachom is pure logic. Right? If I can lift 100 pounds, I can lift 50 pounds. That's pure logic. So then we always ask, yeah, you only can lift 100 pounds if you're standing on 2 feet. What if you're standing on 1 foot? Maybe you can. So you have, then maybe logic comes in. Here, what kind of logic? But the Gemara assumes, that's why I don't understand it. The Gemara assumes that if it's not available, then it's subject to logic. So the truth is the machloket in Nida, whether or not, when the logic kicks in, is it not available only from one side or even on the other side? So that's the machloket. In other words, if it's extra on both sides, only even on one side. What? Yeah, we'll get this soon. Anyway, so says Rav Huna, says Rav Nachman to Rav Yitzchak by Rav Huna, right, the name of Yeshua, you're lucky it's mufti. You're lucky it's free. It's elo mufti, because if it wouldn't be free, it could limifra. I would have the following question. How could you compare charamim to meiser, malach charamim, Shechin cholam ala kol. Charamim apply ala kol, on everything. What does that mean? Rashi gives two sasim, and we're going to give a third. Rashi says, Shechin cholam ala kol. Shim hichrim es hakachim. If you're makdish, can you kachim, shalcherem aleihem, v'nosti lakoe, kvitova sana shiesh bo behen, kidamar be'erchin. Can you give kachim as charamim? Says Rashi, yeah, you can do that. The Gemara says you can do that. And you can't do that with Maitre. Maitre doesn't apply to Kachim. I say, the Vedic Abai is the Beit HaMikdash owns the flock. There's no Maitre that flock. But you can give Kachim from to Charamim. You can do that. Then he says, you have to make a transfer here, alright? You have to give the code, you told us enough, and it's really cut, it's a bit fair. So basically what you're doing is you're giving the donation. You don't prepare a call of Makadish today. Tomar b'maiser she'eno chal el ala chulim. Maiser only applies to chulim. That's what it means, ala kol. Charamim applies to everything, even to kachim. V'od, another pshat. Charam chal al kol ha'eder. The charam works on your whole flock. U'maiser eno el ala tivi. Maiser only the tenth. The third pshat given by the Shita Mikubetes. Shita Mikubetes says, Charam applies to metalphalin, karka, animals, anything you want. Halakal applies to everything. Mice don't have animals. Not even all animals, right? Certain animals. So what do you see? Charam is much more inclusive. Right? Therefore, how could you compare charamim to mice? You're lucky you have a available words for Xerishava. Because if you wouldn't, I would have said the following question. Okay? Lo yomar, lo yigal, lo... So the Gemara says, you're right. Li'i, you're right. Luckily, li'i, true. Afnu'e mufne, it's free. It's available. Why is it available? It's free, it's available. Lo yomar, lo yigo'el b'charamim. Had it not said, didn't have to mention lo yigo'el b'charamim. V'yigmar mi'maiser. I would have learned charamim to maiser. Ma maiser kadosh v'eino nigal. Just like maiser is kachim. And it's not, can't be redeemed, can't be sold. Af charamim, so to charamim, kachim, it's kachim, the ain't on the gullin, it can't be redeemed. Right? I would have thought that. Lo yigal, the kachim rachman alamali. So then why does it say lo yigal? Laf nuye, it's free, it's available. What does it come to teach me? That I have a gzereshava over here, that meiser cannot be sold. Ask Tosfos, why on earth, in a million years, would I think that just like Meiser can't be sold, so too, Charamim can't be sold. That every other kachim in the world can be sold. Every other kachim can be sold. You donate an animal as an animal. You can tell that. What happens to the money? It's called Tmura. The money, it comes kachim. It works. You can redeem it. You can do that to any carbon. The only one not is Meiser. Every other carbon you can redeem. Right? So why on earth would I compare, why would I think Charamim should be like Maitre? There's something to do, it's a Tremia. can't redeem it. You have this animal. No, I don't want this animal. I'll sell it to you.
No.
Monty, you want to buy an animal? No, you can't do that. Right. No, you're not allowed to do that to a Maisa. Maisa Behema? A Maisa Behema. Maisa Behema, you're not allowed to do that. It's the actual animal. It's the only one. As the Torah says, lo yimacher, lo yigoyel. You're not allowed to do that. Correct. Correct. So why, but every other carbon, you could do that. You donate an animal. You know what? That changed their minds. I'll redeem it. Then when I have the money, when I'm in Yerushalayim next time, by the regel, then I'll bring it. So you could do that. In the middle of the winter. So what was I thinking? I have to think of this animal now. I'll redeem it. I'll do it later. You could do that. Then so I don't know if I compare charamim to mice. It's such a meal. Every other animal, every other carbon is not like that. So Tosu's answer is, because you go the chumrah. If you're comparing it to one thing, it'd be the most mocking. Far better than the answer. Right? Anyway, the Gemara says, no, that's a bad answer. This is all in. Had it not been Epsilon, I would have asked the following question. I would have said, I don't need Lo Yigoyel, because I can learn it out from Meister. I can learn out from Meister that you're not allowed to sell it. Just like you're not allowed to sell Charamim, you're not allowed to sell Meister. But it's extra. So what do I learn? I learned that the words Lo Yigoyel means selling. Right? Problem is, yeah, okay, fine. Inkalamifra. That's not a good. I have a question on that. What's the question? The words Lo Yigoyel Becharamim, right? You can't learn that with Maiser Behema. I need it. Why? Because Ma Lamaiser Shekin Kadosh Lufana Vulachra. Maiser also has a quirk. The quirk is that the ninth and the 11th animal could also become Kodesh. How is that possible? Counting 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. When the ninth one comes out, you call it the 10th for some reason. You made a mistake. You called it the 10th. You weren't counting good. You were busy looking at your text. So while the animal came out, you called it the 10th. It could happen. Then the 10th one came out. You woke up. Oh, that's the 10th. Then the 11th one came out. I'll call that one the 10th. So all three became called the 10th. The halacha is once you call it the 10th, even only one of them is a 10th. Once you call it that, that's what it is, that's the status, and therefore, all three become Maaser. That's a very, very big chumrah. That's so such a chumrah, it's so special, it's so unique, that it could not learn anything else out of it. So Gemara says, Ella, you're right, that's very harsh. Ella, lo lov yomagol b'charamim, it shouldn't have said lo yigol b'charamim, v'yigmar b'bachar, I would have learned it out from Bachar. Ma, Bachar, Kadosh, v'eno nigal, a Bachar also can't be told. Af charamim kedoshim ve'einu negalim. So too, same thing with charamim. Lo yigal the cause of a charamim lomali. So why does it say lo yigal v'charamim? Right? Laf nuye to teach you that might says the word yigal means soul. If ikalamifra, another kash on that. Ma'ala b'char shekev kedushas amerechem. A b'char is also different. You know why? It's kedusha the minute it's born. No other covers like that. Ella, you're right. Lo yom lo yigal b'maiser. You're right. It wouldn't have been necessary to say lo yigal. V'yigmar havara havara mi b'char. I could have looked at Gzeirah Shavah. Ma b'char kadosh ve'eno nigal af maiser kadosh ve'eno nigal. Lo yigal the kasev rachmana b'maiser lomali. So why does it say lo yigal b'maiser? Obviously lafnuye. It's extra. Teaching what? Lo yigal means not to sell it. Dakati b'maiser nami lo mufti. How can he say that? My mindset is not extra. De'ekel amifrach k'deparchinan. Because we could ask like we asked before. What did we ask before? It's Bechar is no good because it's Kodesh Rebechem. Mindset is no good because it all gets 9, 10, and 11 be Meister. So all these chumras make it impossible to learn it out. Gemara says, you're right. Habarta kroyiseiruhu. Oh, so it's an extra habarta. The extra word. That's twice. Habarta, that extra word, could teach me everything. But luckily, The lo yigal is extra, and I don't need all of it, and I learned it out from Gzeirah Shavah. Now the Gemara asks, B'char nami leile g'ula g'ula mecharamim. Why don't we learn out the same din of B'char to charamim, g'ula g'ula to charamim? Rashi says, it's almost where the lines get wide, B'char nami leile g'ula g'ula mecharamim, d'lo yimacher, that it can't be sold. B'yaf adav d'lo kasam B'char g'ula. It doesn't say the word by Never says lo yikoel by bechor. Nevertheless, says Rashi, kasav be pediyah. It does say pediyah. Vihihi. That's the same thing. Right? Same thing. The Gemara answers, demaiser mufni. Maiser, it's available. Bechor, lo mufni. But bechor, it's not available. Why is it not available? Right? It's not available because it's necessary to tell you that you're not allowed to redeem a bechor. I need it for, it's not extra. I need that halacha. I need those words. So the Gemara says, umay chazis, dolal tifta de bechor legufe, udemaiser leufni. Why do you say that? By bechor, we said, dolal tifta is not extra. By Meister, the words of Goyle is extra. Why? Why is one extra, one not extra? By my Meister Lagufe, the Bukhar Lufne. Just say the opposite. By Meister, it's not extra. By Bukhar, it's extra. So the Gemara answers, Donin Ge'ula Migu'ula. The Ein Donin Pediyah Migu'ula. The answer is, because by Meister, it says the word Ge'ula. By Charam, it says the word Ge'ula. That's a very good Zereshah. By Bukhar, it doesn't say the word Ge'ula. By Haram, it says the word Geula. You want to go out of your way to make a Gzeira Shavu with different words? We don't do that. The question is, we don't do that? Why not Kamina? What's the big deal? Hatarnas de Rabbi Shmuel, the Shavu Kohen, Nubuah Kohen. It says the Kohen returns, the Kohen comes, the Kohen goes. This is by Mitzorah. What's the Gzeira Shavu? You learn from it? I don't know. You learn, you came, you went. It's the Dinam of going the first time, about the Dinam of going the second time. All the same Dinam. How do you know? It's a Gzeira Shavu. What's the Gzeira Shava? Vishav Uba. That's not the same word. What do you get out of shape? Oh, you can't have a Gzeira Shava with Pidia to Gula. It's a different word. What do you mean? By Vitar, we do it. Right? Zuhi Shiva, Zuhi Bia. This is coming, this is going. So what do you see? That when it comes to the same words, when it comes to different words doesn't ruin, it's not a deal breaker. So Gemara says, Hani Mili, yeah, when is it not a deal breaker? Hecha, Dileka, Dadamila. You have no other word. If you have a similar word, it's much better. What are the similar words? Geula to geula. Not geula to pediya. Yeah, we could do it. We have no other option. We have another option. What's the other option? Learn charam to meiser. Now the Gemara asks, v'leilif b'char havara havara b'meiser. Learn out a gzeira shava of havara havara to meiser. That what? That a b'char should be usur to sell, just like meiser. Because we already had a Gzeira Shavah to Geula, Geula from Meiser to Charamim. The Gemara answers, no, that's not a good Gzeira Shavah. Why not? Miat Rachmana ga Becharamim who? It says Becharamim who is a Miat? Who? Only Becharamim you're not allowed to sell it. Velo Bechar, not a Bechar. Neema who velo Meiser, so then you have the same problem with Meiser. Who means, yeah, they only Charamim, not Meiser. The Gemara answers, Meiser Geula Kamoto. No, Meiser and Geula, we said are the same. Meiser, Geula, Kamoto. Meiser, that's the word Geula. That's a clue that they have the same halachas. Okay? That's the first sheet, though. That's the hardest, that's the longest one. It wasn't hard, but if you had a chart and we had an hour, it would be much easier. Rava Amar. Rava says, no. Lo yigal de charamim lo tzare. I don't need a pasuk to tell me that you can't sell charamim. Or not. It's new hecha. When are you going to sell it? When are you selling it? E-bailin heck. What happened here? A guy said, I love the basic mikvah so much. I have this animal in my yard. I'm going to donate it as a cherim to the kahana or to the Berak HaBayit. That what? Now you change your mind? Nothing wrong with that. E-bailin, if it's still by the Baal, hektishnin. Can always be redeemed. Ebay Kohen, if I gave it to the Kohen already, Chulaninu, has been a Chul, not Kodesh at all. It's a gift. The Tanya, Charamim, Kolzman, Sheheba Bayez, Beit Bailim, Hare Hekesh, Cholde Breya. As long as it's by the Baal, it's Hekesh in all respects. Shinemar, Kolcherim, Kodesh, Kodeshim, Chul Hashem. But Nasan LaKohen. Hare Hekesh, Nasan LaKohen, once you give it to the Kohen, Hare Hekesh, Cholde Breya. It becomes Chulin in all respects. Shinemar, Kol cherem b'Yisrael l'cha yihiyah. So the lo yigal rachman alamali. What are the lo yigal for? It's totally extra, says Rava. Im eino eini l'charamim. I don't need it for charamim. It's aleph bein. It's obvious. Tineu l'ini l'maiser. Put it by maiser. That what? Maaser can't be sold. Ema tenei edin lebuchar. So I'm just stick it to Bukhar. Put it by Bukhar. The Gemara answers, you can't do that. Maaser geula kamoso. Because Maaser says the word lo yigoyel. By Bukhar it doesn't. Okay? That's answer number two. Ready? Now we have answer number three. This time is like 5 minutes. Answer number three. Ravashi Amar. Ravashi says, Lo yigoyel de Maaser, lo yimacharu. Lo yigoyel means it can't be sold. That's how we started off this whole sugya. How do you know that? How do you know the word goal, lo yigoyel means to sell? So Ravashi said, Menahanimili, how do you know that? Says Ravashi, you just know. Why? Amar Ravashi, Menahanimila, how do I know that? The chsib, because it says, this is by, this pasuk is by Maaser. It or its tumura can't be sold. Now, when do you make a tumura? Mechai, you can only do that when it's alive. Once it's dead, you can make a tumura. It's dead. So then when can it be sold? Mechai, only when it's alive. Halachar shchita. But once it's dead, nigal. But it's kachim. Haboy hamada v'haracha. Doesn't it have to be stood up and evaluated how much it's worth? But you can't do that by the way by a dead animal. You can't stand up, it's dead. Ella, what do you see from here? Shma mina, lo yigo, lo yimacharu. It can't be sold. It can never be sold. But wait a minute. That touches on a different issue. Ha nichalamanda amar kachim is be'achayu. Bechla hamada v'haracha. That only makes sense if you hold it to mandamar who holds. Kachim is be'ach. Have to be stood up and evaluated. By the way, Maaser's kachim is beach, right? Carbon. El amandam our kachim is beach. Lo hayu b'chal hamadav haracha mayakol meimar. What are you going to say if it doesn't have, it doesn't require that, right? Why would the Torah say lo yigal? What does lo yigal mean? Gemara says you're right. Anan hachi karmiram. Here's what I meant to say. Mi ika, is there such a thing? The michayim lo mafrik. When it's alive, it can't be sold. Once it's dead, it can be sold? You know, what are you telling me? That it, once it's dead, it doesn't require hamad of harach. So now it could be sold. When it was alive, it couldn't be sold. Such a thing like that? So when it's alive, why not? Why not? Mechayim, when it's alive, da'alima kedusha say, its kedusha is very strong. Why is kedusha very strong? It's a carbon, lo mifrak. It can't be sold. But la'achar shechita, after the shechita, the akil lay mikedusha say it's much more weak mifra. Now it could be sold. The question is that doesn't make any sense. Below called the kedu, the exact opposite is true. Ma mechayim de olim lemitvas pidyono. Oh, it's the opposite. When something is alive, you can redeem it, right? Lo mifra. Then maybe it can't be sold. But la'achar shchita, but after it's dead, de lo olim lemitvas pidyono, it can't be redeemed now. And now I want to redeem it. Change it. Dead already. Now mifrak, now it could be sold. Elashmamina, lo yigoyel, lo yimacharu. Obviously it means that it can never be sold. Why? Because lo yigoyel means it can't be sold. And that's how Rav Ashi proved it. Now the Gemara asks such an obvious, the Gemara never asks this question. The Gemara asks, so then v'lichto, v'achmana, lo yimacher. Why don't the Torah just write, lo yimacher? Just write that. If that's what you meant, why don't you write that? What kind of word is yigoyel? Just write, lo yimacher. So Gemara says, you're right. Because of Rachmana lo yimacher, had the Torah written lo yimacher, I would have thought, is buni hu de lo mizdabing. You're not allowed to sell it. Why? The ka'avdin uvdin de chol. That's what they do with chulin. They sell chulin. Aval ifruke mifrak. Maybe I could redeem it. Daha alule bidamav lehektish. Because after all, it's a donation for the Beis HaMikdash. Lahachi kasa Rachmana lo yigoyel. You can't, that's why it says lo yigoyel. The lo is buni mizdabing. Below, ifrukei mifrit. It can't be redeemed, and it can't be sold. Nothing you can do with it. Whew. Okay? Ready? The next Mishnah? We'll do the... What? The man, we didn't get to the Gemara yet. That talks on the next piece. Ready? Here we go. Listen to this. Beishamei Omrim, what happened? You and a Bukhara got a mum. So remember, I've always been saying, throughout the whole Masechta, I've been saying, and the Kohen makes a barbecue, and he invites the whole block. says Beshamay, you can't invite the whole block. You can only invite Kahanim. Beshamay Omrim, Lo Yimona Yisrael Imakorin Lebachor. You can't invite Yisrael to this party, says Rashi. Afilo in Zimain Kohen Oreach Yisrael. He invites the Yisrael, Ala Bachar, Balmum, Lo Yochalimo. Can't eat there. It's like going to a non-kosher party. Stand around, right? Standing around, picking at the vegetable. You can't come. You know, because of Beishamai, why is it true? We're going to learn that a flip tomorrow. According to Beishamai, no one else could be there. Only Kahanim. Beis Hillel Matirin. Beis Hillel says, it's mutter. Vafilu Oved Kachav. Even Goyim. Even a Goyim can come to this party. Right? Not just Jews, even Goyim. Now, from the fact that Beit Hillel invites Goyim to the party, obviously, there's no mitzvah to eat a bechor that has a mom. Clearly, there's no mitzvah. Why? Goyim have a chayv in that mitzvah. What is it then? We had a Gemara that said, you have to wait, you shouldn't wait more than a year. So the Achronim say, what that Gemara meant was, you can't let it sit around for a year. You have to shecht it. Do you have to eat it? No. You don't have to eat it. You can give it to the guy. Maybe you can give it to the dwarf. Maybe you can do that. Maybe you can. But you don't have to eat it. You just have to shecht it. Get out of your house. Okay? Then he says, even though Beit Hillel, agrees, why does Beit Hillel say he can give it to a guy? Because he learns it out of Sukkot. He's going to compare it to other meat. And just like a guy can eat meat, a guy can eat this. You learn it tomorrow. So listen to the Tosafot, it says like this. Afla das Beit Hillel, even according to Beit Hillel, mutter, lahachel, b'char bal mum l'ogit l'chavim, you're allowed to give a b'char bal mum to a guy. Mikal makom, lo matzu shiasu kein. But they would never do that. Bishum, because she's called Kedoshim name, Umachabim, Adabar Shahayatal of Kedusha, they're Machabim, the fact this once was special. This once was a carpet. Therefore, Lachil of the Kachav of the Kalav. They're going to give it to the guy, they're going to give it to a dog? No, they would not do that. Is it mutter? It's mutter. If it happened, you don't have to get bent out of shape, you don't have to fast for 40 days, but they wouldn't do it. Okay? Now, Masnish and Mani, who is the author of our Mishnah? Rabbi Akiva, it's Rabbi Akiva. Ditnan, Ditanya, B'chor, Ein Nimnan Alav Ela Chabur Shekula Kahanim Diver Beishamai. Right? Not allowed to eat. Beishamai held that the Chabura was Kulo Kahanim. Says Beishamai. The Yad Elio asked, it's a funny way to say it. Right? What does he say? B'chor, Ein Nimnan Alav Ela Chabura Shekula Kahanim. How about Ein Nimnan Alav Zarim? It's a funny way to say it, no? So he comes up with a case where you would have thought, let's say you have a woman, she's a Bas Kohen, and she's married to Yisrael, and the husband dies or divorces her without children. So now what happens? She goes back to her father. So could she come to that party? It's not a Kohen. Oh, so she's allowed to go back and eat Truma. What about Matanot, Chaz of Ashok? Right? What about Chaz of Ashok? So we had it the Gemara in Yevamos. She's not allowed to. Why? She's not really a Kohen. She's the daughter of a Kohen. Right? That's what it says. Right? It says, only Kula Kahanim. She's not a Zor. She's not a Zor. She's allowed to eat Truma. But she's not Kula Kahanim. That's why it says Kula Kahanim. Even a guy. Okay? Even a guy. Alright, so I guess we'll stop here. It's a little early, but we'll stop here. And tomorrow we'll continue with the, I know, like I said, today was very under the radar type of stuff. We've been having such exciting things. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Alright, so we'll stop here and we'll resume tomorrow. Have a good day and a very, very, very good job.